Good morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A key Senate committee has advanced the bill to fund deferred maintenance at national parks. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee voted unanimously to advance a bill that reauthorizes the Great American Outdoors Act and the Legacy Restoration Fund. Montana Senator Steve Dane says the bill will help tackle the growing maintenance backlog.
It's a great down payment to help fix the aging infrastructure and bolster our recreation economy.
Some senators are seeking tweaks before the bill hits the floor, such as the definition of a non-resident tourist and letting a park where the foreign tourist surcharge fee is generated keep some of that money. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A third property management company has agreed to settle with Colorado over allegations that it helped inflate apartment rents. CPR's Haley May has more.
Attorneys general from nine states, including Colorado, announced a $7 million settlement with LiveCore. The state says the company used RealPage's pricing software to coordinate with competing landlords, unfairly driving up rental prices. LiveCore denies wrongdoing, but has agreed to stop using the software and cooperate with the state's ongoing case against RealPage. Colorado will receive more than $841,000 from the settlement. Haley May, CPR News.
Across the Front Range this morning, highs will be in the 90s. Then tonight, temperatures will cool down into the 50s. For more local news, head over to cpr.org.